that the Department of Health and Human Services has no intention of looking into this matter.
What the Department of Health and Human Services will do, and we didn't discuss it today, is with regard to the issue of our grantees and in the Department of NIH, the part of HHS that does our research, there is funding with regard to grantees, and some of those grants actually use fetal tissue. With regard to that, what we are doing is making sure that what we do have in place, which is clarity around the issue of the fact that for any of those grantees that are going to do that research, that as they come through the process and before we do the grant making, there are terms and conditions that clearly list what the law is with regard to fetal tissue. They need to assert and certify that they understand the laws and that they will abide by that. And then on an annual basis, with regard to when they re-up the grants, we ask them to certify again that they will obey the laws and the terms and conditions of which this is a specific place. So with regard to the piece that interacts with the department, these are steps that we are taking to make sure that we have appropriate procedures in place to make sure that people know the law and certify that they are abiding by it.
And so the activities which have been so abhorrent to so many of us that have been revealed in these videos that are the actions of Planned Parenthood, you believe that is solely a matter for the Department of Justice, is that correct?
With regard to the determination of if a law has been broken in those cases, that is the Department of Justice. If there are any concerns at all with our grantees, we would want to refer that to our IG and or the Department of Justice depending on those circumstances.